Tantor Audio presents Arsenic and Old Books by Miranda James. Narrated by Aaron Bennett. 1. I checked my watch, then glanced at the clock on my computer. They both told me that it was 7 minutes after 1 p.m. I resisted the urge to get up and pace around the archive office. Instead, I turned my chair and looked at the large feline dozing on the wide windowsill behind my desk. Diesel, apparently sensing my gaze, yawned and stretched. He meowed and rolled onto his side, head twisted so that he was staring at me almost upside down. He warbled a couple of times, as if to ask, "Why are you so restless, Charlie?" "The mayor said she'd be here at 1, and she's late. You know how that bugs me," I told the cat. "I'm curious to find out about these family documents she wants to talk to me about. The Longs have already given so many collections of papers to the archive, I have to wonder what they've been holding on to." The cat calmly began washing his right front paw. "You may not be curious, but I am," I told him. "It's not every day that I get consulted by such an august person as Lucinda Beckwith Long." I heard a cough, and it didn't come from Diesel. "I beg your pardon. Are you Mr. Harris?" I swiveled my chair to face the office door, and I could feel the blush starting. The mayor stood in the doorway, her expression puzzled. I rose from my desk and walked around to greet Mrs. Long. "Yes, I'm Charlie."